his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mauri and Amy Maras, Isha Yichyu, the schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Ryan Sober Moshe Mordechai, the Rachel Betzlecha Bachom and Sayyidayim, Reb Abraham Shraga Ben Malka Esther, Rachel Betzlecha Bachom and Sayyadav, and for Yidid Nafshi, I mean, they're all Yidid Nafshi, all the men that I mentioned. In addition, Shlomo Gittleman Shlita, the Baruch Abba Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, and also Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther B'Asrib Shmuel, Maris Chana B'Tzogin Amasat, Chana B'Srib Meir Zev. We are going to be continuing our series of Shi'urim on the topic of Kinyanei Torah. Kinyanei Torah, how exciting is it that we have been going through the Kinyanei Torah and trying to understand each one. As I mentioned at the outset, Ryan Cutler writes that just like if you want to make a Kinyan on any object, so you have to do a proper Maisa Kinyan, otherwise it's not yours. Same thing applies to Torah. It's a Maisa Kinyan. If you didn't do the Maisa Kinyan, it's not yours. What is the Maisa Kinyan? Kimt for the Shaila, as they say in Spanish. What is the Kinyan? There it is. Memches Kinyan. Open up your Pirkei Avos, you have them down. The Talmud Bishmi Yaselton Rich Sosayim Bina Salei Beim Yir V'Anov V'Besimcha, etc., etc., etc. So now we have reached the Kinyan of Shimush Chachomim. So the serving of Chachomim. And this shiur is based on Torah of Hagon Rav Yaakov Horowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, very, very special Rosh Yeshiva from Ofakim, and he has a set of Svarim put out by one of his Talmidim, Rav Tomer Becher, called Dole Omashke, an amazing set everybody should know about. And he has a volume devoted just to HaTorah V'Kinyaneha. So we're going to be discussing Shimush Chachamim. HaGemara B'Ksubis discusses the din of Mevatel and Talmud Torah L'Atzas HaMeis U'Lachnas Iskav. Your Mevatel Torah to take out the dead. So the Gemara says not only HaTzas HaMeis but also Lachnas Iskav for a wedding, for a funeral. One is Mevatel Talmud Torah. And even without going into all the details of the mitzvah of Hotzas HaMeis, it's clear from the Gemara that if a person chances upon a mace that he has to bury, he has to stop learning, and he has to bury the mace. And sometimes there's no amount, depending on the person who died, there's no amount of people who are going to accompany this dead body. Everybody has to come. Tosis asks, "Kasha, the Bichus Derech Eretz Am Rabbi Akiva Tchilas Tashmish Levnei Chachamim. The beginning of my Shimush Talmid Chachamim was one time I was going on the way and I found the Meis Mitzvah and I took care of it for 4 mil and then I buried it. And when I told this to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they said to me, on every step you took, it's like you spilled clean blood." And Rabbi Yehuda, so the question is, the Gemara says that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah for a mace. And Rabbi Kiva did that here, and he got the, he chapped a psak, as they say in Portuguese. He got Musar from his Rabbein. What did you do that for? So Rabbi Yehuda Mikorvil tirates, Da'asa mishum shebitel atzmo mishimush talmidei chachamim ko'amar. No, no, no. For not learning, it's Pseder Gomor, you have to be metapel b'meis mitzvah. But for not being mishamesh b'oisa eis, you have to be mishamesh talmidei chachamim. For that, Rabbi Akiva got his psak, his musar. Because gadol shimusha, because serving talmidei chachamim is, as they say in Spanish, noch greser, even greater than actually learning Torah. Ela shegilu lanu tosfot tefach v'kisu טפחיים, שלכאורה יש להקשות ממה נפשך. אם שימוש תלמיד חכם הוא חלק מצורת הלימוד, if serving תלמיד חכם is part and parcel of the actual learning, then by golly, then it's like learning Torah. So just like the Etzem HaLimud HaTorah is Nidche, so to the Shimush Tamidei Chachamim should be Nidche. Meidach Gisa, if Mitzvah Shimush Tamidei Chachamim is a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmo, it's not included in the Mitzvah of Limud, we have a rule of Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And since he was Pogea B'meis Mitzvah, he was Tarad B'Kvura, so why does he have to stop for to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shimush Tamidei Chachamim? So Meman of Shach, Rabbi Akiva really had no business doing Shemesh Tamed Chachamim. We don't understand Rabbi Yehuda Mikorvil's Teretz. Either it's part of the Etzem HaLimud, and if it's part of the Etzem HaLimud, then for Limud, you're Mevatel Torah for a mace, so too for Shimush. And let's say it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, it's not part of the Tzuras HaLimud, the serving of Talmidei Chachamim. So he has the p'tur of Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah sheni yochel yotza adei acherim. Nobody else can do this mitzvah. So a vado, when it's a mitzvah that nobody else can do, you're mevatel Talmud Torah for such a mitzvah, for any mitzvah. So we're all across the board, we don't know what Rabbi Akiva did wrong when he was metapel in this mitzvah. Tzorich iyun gadol. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay, Reish Tes, writes b'zeh aloshen, שציוונו לכבד החכמים ולקום מפניהם ולגדל עושם ורומו יסברך מפני סבא תקום והדרת פני זוקן ודע שאם היוס מצווה זו מחויבס לאנושים כולם בכלל כלומר לכבד החכמים ואפילו חכם לחכם השב אלו בחכמה כמו שבירו חכמים תנו חכם שבא ולא מזה בפני זה תהיה שיש בכבד דבר מיוחד מנוסף מעל התלמיד וזה כי הכיבוד תלמיד הסרבו יש בו תוספס גדול על הכבוד שהוא חייב לכל החוכם וישחייב לו עם הכבוד והמורו והוא עיין שם בכל עריכוס דברי הרמב״ם. Rambam writes that we have a mitzvah to be מחבד חכמים, to stand up before them, to be מגדל them, to make them great. As it says, stand up before the old and give honor to the face of the wise. And you should know that this mitzvah, everybody is mechuyev to be mechabi tamid chachamim. Even if you're equal to that person in chachma, you're Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva, greisa Yeshiva, and he's Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva, chusheva Yeshiva. So you're both big Rosh Yeshiva, you have to be mechabi to be mechabi to you. However, this is the Rambam, a Talmud has to honor his Rebbe even more than normal. So you could look there in the Arichos and the Rambam. Again, this isn't Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay Reish Tes. So apparently the Pashtus Kavanas HaRambami, that we could say that Kavod Talmud LaRabbo is an independent mitzvah. And Memela, it has its own Gedarim, it has its own Chiyuvim. And the Rambam wants to disabuse us from this notion. And the Rambam says, no. Kavod Talmud LaRabbo is Chavuka V'Dvuka, is inherently connected to the general mitzvah of Kibbutz Talmidei Chachamim. But since your Rebbe is teaching you Torah, a Talmud has additional dinim in the Kiyum Mitzvah's Kibbutz. But it's still in the general category of Kavod Talmid HaChachamim. It's not a separate gather. It's the same gather as Kavod Talmid HaChachamim. Just Rabbi the Talmud is a special gather. But this is true, and that's what the Rambam means. So then we have to understand the sheet of the Rambam, because in the Sefer Yad HaZakah, the Rambam separates between these two mitzvahs. The halachas of Kavod Talmud LeRabbo, the Rambam put in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the fifth parak, and Kavod Talmid Chachamim, the Rambam writes there in Parak Vav. And if the obligation of Kavod Talmud LeRabbo is like a branch of the mitzvah of Kibud, the general mitzvah of Kibud, the Rambam should have put them together. And certainly not to be makdim to proceed with Kavod HaTalmud, which is just a branch, and only then talk about the Dinei HaKavod in general, which are the root. So this requires understanding. If you look in Hilchos Talmud Torah of Chidushei Maran Riza Levi, you will find a yishuv for this last question. Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the fifth parak in the eighth halacha, V'chol ha'malachos she'eved oseh l'rabbo, Talmud oseh l'rabbo. All the malachos that an eved does for his rebbe, a talmud does for his master, a talmud does for his rebbe. V'im ha'yeh b'makom she'en makir nosev lo'yeh bo tefillin v'chash shem yom rebbet hu, eino no lo min elo v'eino chotzo v'chol min eyot amin olasham shevnei minu chesed v'parok minu yirishamayim v'chol talmud shem zalzel Dover mikol kavod rabbo gorim l'shchinish at the stalik miyisrael. If you're in a place that nobody knows you and you don't have tefillin, people are going to think you're an eved, because look, you're not wearing tefillin and you're serving this rabbi. So don't tie his shoes for him and don't take them off. And anybody who prevents his talmud from serving him prevents him from doing chesed and throws off from him the yoke of Yerushalayim. And any talmud is mezalzel in the covet of his Rebbe, causes the Shechina to leave the Jewish people. Wow. Ad kan lashon Rambam. Umokor divrei Rambam b'gemara b'ksubis b'daf sarivav amir aleph. V'kol divrei Rambam alalu tzrichim biur mereishisam ve'ad soifam. Number one, Mistimas Loshen HaRambam, it's mashma, that the only heter of the Talmud not to take off his Rebbe's shoes is if he doesn't have tefillin. And nobody knows him, so people are going to think he's an Eved. But in any other case, he has to do so. And that is a Dvar Pele, that all the malachos that an evidence does for his Rebbe, a Talmud is chayav to do for his Rebbe. Whatever an Eved has to do for his master, a Talmud has to do for his master, for his Rebbe. In other words, the Rambam copies the Gemara in Ksubis Tzadi Vav, Kol malach ha-shevet osel rabbo, Talmud osel rabbo. And you could think that there's no chiyuv. Just these malachos are examples of maisim that indicate fear, submission. And if the Talmud wants, he has the option to act this way. And the Rav is allowed and it's to ask from his Talmud. So where do you see in the Rambam, and we're learning Pshat in the Rambam, that a Talmud is chayav to do for his Rebbe what an Eved does for his master? Maybe it's a Rishus. If you learn Pshat in the Gemara, you can learn that it's a Rishus. Kol malach ha-shevet oseh l'rabbo, Talmud oseh l'rabbo, Rishus. You don't have to. But then it's if it's Tali Baratzono Shel HaTalmud, then let's understand the end of the Gemara. Amar Rabba Lo Amaran El Makom Shein Makirinos, etc. Amar Vashi Makom Shein Makirinos So Nami Lo Amaran El De Lo Manach Tefillin. That's what we learned in the Rambam. This is where they don't know you and you're not wearing tefillin. So we have to understand why they distinguish, the Gemara distinguishes taking off his shoes from other malachas. So it must be that a Talmud is obligated to serve his master, serve his Rebbe like an Eved serves his master. And on this malacha, there's a Tainas Ptur. On this malacha, he has a taina. No, this is going too far. People are mamish going to think I'm an Eved. So if they don't know me and I'm not wearing tefillin, then the Talmud is Pater. But the mashmos is that only here. Only when it comes to chalitzas menalim. But otherwise, the Talmud is chayav to relate to his Rebbe like an Eved to his master. And that's a dvar pele, that a Talmud should have to relate to his Rebbe like an Eved relates to his master. How could there be such a chiyuv? We also have to understand the Rambam. Why is somebody who prevents his student from serving him considered that he's monea mimenu chesed uporek mimenu ol malchus shamayim? He prevents him from doing chesed and he's throwing off and causing him to throw off the yoke or throwing off the yoke of malchus shamayim from this Talmud. It's mefurish in the Gemara. Rav shemachal al kavodo, kavodo machu. And the Rambam paskins. Harebi amuvak shiratza limcho al kavodo b'chol advar me'elo b'echad me'am l'chol tamidav ol echad me'am rishus b'yada. So Rebbe can be mochal on his kavod. So if a Rebbe can be mochal on his kavod, then why do we say that a Rebbe is not allowed to prevent his student from serving him? He was mochal. He's mochal. Let him be mochal. So we have to say one of two ways. Even though, number one, it's mutter for the Rebbe to be mochel on his kavod, nevertheless, it's better for him not to. And then his Talmud will be able to serve him. Or we could distinguish between mechila on the din of hiddur and kima, and mechila al din shimush. Hiddur and kima, standing up, you could be mochel. But not shimush. The question is why? Why is he causing his Talmud to be porik imenu ol malchus shamayim? Is going to be no malchus shamayim if he's not mishamish his Rebbe? Rambam uses a harba lashon, such a lashon chamura, v'chol Talmud shemazalzel v'chol menei Talmud shemunei imenu chesed porik imenu yerushamayim v'chol Talmud shemazalzel davri kol kavod rabba gorim l'shchina shtistalik miyisrael. Talmud shemazalzel and his kavod harav causes the Shechina to leave the Jewish people. Not only Mezalzel, just Menias HaShimush causes Prikas Omachus Shemayim, Yerush Shemayim. Throwing off of the true fear of heaven. So what's this great Mila of Shemush? Any Chacham Leiv who is Zoche Likonet El HaKodesh Pnima knows that the only way Torah can be passed in the proper form is Be'ofen Shel Rav Talmud. Unlike other Chachmas, you can learn from Svarim on Chachmas HaTorah. It says Sefer HaKuzari Ki HaMechuvin Min HaLashon Ikonis Mashiyesh B'Nefesh HaMedaber B'Nefesh HaShomea V'Zoseh Kavano Lekomer Al Tumah Al Panim Al Panim. In other words, there's Divrei Chachma, but then there's the way the Rebbe says it. You see the Rebbe's face. You hear his inflection, the inflection of his tone. You hear the niggin. Says in the Chazon Ish, Shah Torah, Shah Chochma, Ein Over is built the idea Nishmas Chocham Chai. Has to be a living Chocham. Harowitz Zatzal Shiva Nofakim, on whose Torah we're basing ourselves, asked his Rebbe Rafutner, related that a high school boy asked Rafutner, what's the difference between a teacher of Limudei Kodesh and a teacher of Limudei Chol? Rav Futner asked the boy this question, and the boy said the difference is, and the truth is this is printed in the Igros Parad Yitzchak, the difference is, says this boy, between a person who prepares food in the kitchen and a mother who nurses her child. A mother who nurses her child is doing it mamish from her pnimius. A person who prepares food in the kitchen, it's nechitzonius, it's more external. When you're teaching math, it's preparing food in the kitchen, you're giving it over. When you're teaching Torah, it has to come from the pnimius. And Rav Futner Zatzal said that this boy is going to be a great man, because he really gets it, as we say today. So the proper way to be Mekabel Torah is not from a sefer, Torah Shebaal Peh. It's from a living, breathing, speaking, walking, thinking human being. That's the way it has to be, and that's the way it's always been. Asei lecha rav, it says in Pirkei Avos. Make for yourself a rav, not make for you. Of course you should learn from Sfar. You just have to make for yourself a rav. And that's why it's usher to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. The knowledge, the raw knowledge, you can get from books. But Hashem wanted that it should remain Betzura Shebaal Peh. Should remain oral. Should be an oral tradition. When you hear it from the Rebbe's mouth, you get the neshama. And one of the 48 Kinyani Torahs, Shmias Ozen, to hear it from your Rebbe, hear it in your ear. And don't just read it in a sefer. Gemara in Sotach of Beis Amid Aleph says, Zvarachiz Karashan Alashimish Tunacham Revelezer Oimar Reza Amaritz, Shemarachmeni Oimar Reza Bur, Yani Oimar Reza Kusi. Rabbi Yankovon reads a magush. Wow. If a person reads Mikra, Tanakh, he reads Mishnah, and he doesn't serve Tamei Chachamim, living, breathing Tamei Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar says he's an Am Haaretz, Shmuel Chomeini says he's an ignoramus, he's a boor, Rabbi Yane says he's a kusi, like a goy, and Rabbi Yankov says he's a magush, which Rashi is a machashev, a witch. Rashi says, what Shem is Tamei Chachamim? Lilmod svaras hai b'gemara b'tamei ha-mishna mayim. Rosh u'shein torasu al-burya. Vein lilmod emenu. If a person isn't mishamish tamei l'chacham, you hear Rashi. He's a Rasha. Because why is he a Rasha? You think, guy's a Rasha. He's, He's a noef, he's a ganef, he's a gazlan, he's a... I could think of a lot of Rishayim walking around. A lot of Averis. But no, he's a Rasha because She'en Taras al Burya. He doesn't understand learning properly. And you can't learn from him. You have to learn the Svaras. You have to learn how to think. So you have to know this Yisod of Rashi. Person is not mishamish timnuchom, which Rashi says means lilmot svaras ha gemara betame ha mishnah mayim. Learn the logic of the gemara, the svar of the gemara. He's a rasha because through the reasons you know that this you can distinguish between yisur and heter, and mamonos who's chayev, who's zakai, who wins the case, who loses, and tyrus latame and latire. Somebody who's kore, v'shona, v'lo shimish t'mina chachamim, isn't a makabel. He's a no-sane. He's the one in charge. He never properly received Gemara. He never learned how to learn, as they say today. As he thinks he knows, but he really doesn't know. It might be a boor, which is even worse than Amaretz. But he thinks he knows. We discussed elsewhere what the difference between a boor and Amaretz is. Different opinions. Machashef might even be like a Machashef. Wow. A machashef, somebody who does magic, witchcraft, tries to show a metzius that's not true as if it is true. And that's exactly what this person is doing. Because he doesn't know how to learn, and he's misleading those who listen to him. Because he wasn't mekabel the tzuras halimud, the proper form of limud from Talmid Chachamim that preceded him. Sometimes a person hears something, but he's not makabel. And then he hears it from someone else, and he is makabel, he is receptive to the idea. So the question is, why was he makabel from Ploni, but not from Almoni? He was makabel from the second person, not from the first. And we see it's like this in the world as well. Person goes to the doctor, wants to know what he thinks. He might not be receptive to what the doctor says, even though the doctor studied in 6 years in medical school, and this person didn't study 6 minutes in medical school, but he's not makabel. And he goes to another doctor he respects more. And he will be, even though he says the same thing as the first doctor, he'll be receptive. What's the difference? The difference is how much you're a makabel. How much you're a makabel of the first doctor he didn't want to be a makabel to. He didn't want to be receptive to, and the second one he does. And that's when I had the same idea with a rav. A person goes to his rav and he has to learn how to be a makabel. And if he has a different opinion, he's allowed to think for himself. But if he has a different opinion, he expresses it with one reverence. Rambam writes in Zekdam Rishmon Aprakim, Shema Emes Mimisha Amra. If it's Emes, be a Makabel. Says in the Gemara, "Kala Omer Shmuel mipi Omer Yeroa Baal Shmua Kilu Omed Kenegda. You have to see the Baal Shmua as if he's standing there. That makes you more of a Makabel. It's not just words written on a page. Person, people argue, oh, the Avnei Nezer says this in a tshuva, but I think differently. Put in front of your mind who the Avnei Nezer was, how much he knew. Yeah, the Rugged Shabber says, but I think. Imagine the Rugged Shabber was here, what his reaction would be. He would bring 18 places in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi to prove that you're wrong. Not that he only has 18, he would have 180, but after 18, you'd say, all right, Rabbi, I'm convinced I'm wrong. Person has to have humility. Be a makabel. And see the Baal HaShemua as if he's standing in front of him. So now let's get back to Rabbi Yehuda Mikorvil. Rabbi Yehuda Mikorvil says that Mevatel and Talmud Torah Lachnasas Kala Vatzas Hames. And the reason is that one of the Tanaim of Tanaya Torah is Almanas Lasas. In order to do. And Mimela, a person has to stop his learning in order to be Mekayim Befoal. What he learned in theory. And this is correct when on one side you have Torah and the other side you have the mitzvah. But Shimush Tamei Chachamim is a chiddush omed la'atzma. Together emtsai. On one hand, Shimush Shel Torah is not limud ha-Torah. On the other hand, it's not stam kiyum mitzvah. But rather, it's a mitzvah nefredes. It's a separate mitzvah that serves the limud. That's why it's called shimush. It's mishamesh the limud. And in order to understand this teretz, I'm going to ask that you join me for the next shir. And then we'll understand how this explains the idea of shimush tamei chachamim and the story of Rabbi Akiva, who was given admonishment for having taken care of the Meis Mitzvah and not learned Torah. So please stay tuned for the Hezber Hadvarim in the next shir. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.